Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called Blue Magnetic Monkey, and it is the first day of the Blue Monkey Wave Spell, and it is the Galactic Moon Day 22. Welcome to the Monkey House. I already talked a little bit about why today's crazy. You wouldn't know whether I'm podcasting from Wednesday, the 28th of February, or Thursday, the 29th. But in fact, it is the 29th. And I was sort of restless to talk about how crazy this feels. And I'll tell you why it feels crazy. Yesterday was Blue Magnetic Monkey, and today is nothing. It's kind of, to me, like, well, I guess it's still Blue Monkey. I might reframe that in a minute. But it absolutely feels like a lunar day. It feels like a yellow lunar human day. And what I saw in that for myself, and I'm inviting some of you who really follow the wave spells day by day, it's because we're in rhythm, guys. The rhythm is in our bodies, our psyches, our souls. And so it's really hard to break up that rhythm with something artificial. So this is actually a really powerful moment to see what happens to us when we are pushed into artificial timekeeping or arrhythmic. Because, I mean, I guess everything is artificial or artifice, but the Gregorian calendar isn't rhythmic. These uneven month lengths aren't. It is rhythmic if you go week by week, if you could kind of find a structure. That's why we really focus on the 13 moon calendar as a way to structure the year, because it is just 7 days upon 7 days, and they each have a direction, and they of course comprise a moon when they go through all four directions. So it's really about having a rhythmic calendar count, and then another facet is a calendar count that references something that is meaningful to us. And so here we are. I just told someone, oh, I've been studying and teaching it for 25 years. And they're like, what? And I'm all, I know, it's a long time. The excitement about that is that I found something early on and it stayed with me. It's been overpowering. It hasn't yielded to anything else. I mean, I've dovetailed with other modalities always, but the way I like counting time is through the 20 tribes and the shape of waves. And that's not what the Chinese are doing, although they have a lunar calendar that's more, I guess, astronomical or astrological than like the Gregorian one. And it's not what other ancient calendars were doing. Although, think about how our week, I've said this before, is like referencing Odin and Thor and Greek gods and goddesses as well. So originally time was very centered on the many facets of divinity. And then you know what happened, right? Like the short story is that there were Greek gods and goddesses, and then Christ came along and obliterated the multi-theism. I guess there's a better word for that I don't know, but we went to monotheism. I still think I don't have the right words. So from many gods to one god. And, you know, I am a recovery person, so I believe in a higher power. And that's just like a one thing entity. And that's what the Maya called Hunabku. So it can coexist. But I also believe in the power of people around me who represent these characters from the 20 tribes. And I believe that time holds the elements of the 20 tribes and the shape of waves in a way that I'm anchored to time and the totems of time as a way to be reverent and ceremonial, very casually. You know, I don't even have an altar anymore. So it's almost as if it is only the energy that I am connecting with each day. I'm not sitting and placing my own altar card that I made and sold out of a long time ago, on my altar of like today's Blue Monkey, and I will really gaze upon the image of Blue Monkey. Instead, I feel it. I feel it clairsentiently, and it's an energy field, and I love that. So life is a following of energy fields rotating, and there's a streaming effect to that because the tribes, the day signs, are organized in a mythological journey from sort of the beginning of birth to ascension, and then ascension is a point of light from which birth springs once more. So it's circular, but it is like a life story, the life story of self and the life story of evolution. So that's what's cool about the calendar that we follow together, and I teach it because I still find it really helpful and fascinating. And simultaneously, something like today will happen and it feels so uncomfortable. I notice like free will taking hold around me and being the challenge. The challenge in my life right now is someone's free will that isn't in abeyance to divinity, which is where I think yellow human has its shadow, and it's another tactical error to err as human. It's a tactical error to try to do things without deference and reference to the undeniable divinity. I was kind of looking at kind of the makeup of where I live, you know, like you could call it like polls about people's spiritual preferences where I live in the Bay Area of California. And there are a lot of people who are agnostic or atheist, or as if that were progressive. And I just like recoiled, like, okay, if you don't believe in something, absolutely, we can coexist. That's not going to be a problem, but I'm not going to like open up fully. I'm not going to expect to, because I am so personally deeply believing. I guess that's a form of faith. I don't feel very faithful. I'm kind of a doubting spiritual believer, like trepidatious spiritual devotee. But that's just interesting. It could be part of this, like the revolution that's happening in terms of like truly progressive, like the current progressive archetype, or the wokest way to be, is that you don't even believe in God. Fuck that patriarchal deity. And I'm like, I feel that. But, you know, behind that is something really powerful, even if it's just the sun, which is sort of the point for a lot of indigenous ancients. It's just the sun, man. Okay, so back to present time. It's Blue Monkey, and the first thing I noticed was, you almost got me. Like something presented that felt really good. And I'm all, wait, I love this, but is it an illusion? Is someone playing with me? Kind of like, pranking me. And I'm going to stay with that thought through this wave spell, because it was such an intense, like the actual Blue Magnetic Monkey Day yesterday. It was a dream before I woke, and it was really different and felt very messagey. But like I said, when I woke up, I'm all, you know, I've been in many a Blue Monkey moment where it's kind of like a sick burn. And I think that is, the monkey is like the coyote. And I've never really studied coyote to be like, well, what is beneficial about coyote? It just keeps us all from getting too serious. And I guess Blue Monkey can have that and do children are awesome, and children are also deceitful because they're very unclear that, you know, just what we imagine isn't always what is happening or going to happen. So I find it complex. And, you know, someone suggested that I just like play during this wave spell animal. I mean, it's the wave spell of being a child. And for many of us, it's going to feel a little bit like our childhoods. Just like Red Dragon can feel like the goddess, and it can feel like our own totally full of, you know, a non-maternal energy in our own mother. You know, it can be both. It can be like, wow, I really love feeling this connection to feminine divine. And it can be, I didn't have that when I was growing up. And I think Blue Monkey is a mirror of that. And in fact, it's the opposite. You know, Blue Monkey and Red Dragon are opposites. They balance each other. So one is divine motherhood, one is like divine child. And there is a divine child. I am that. You are. We're all children of God. We all came on the planet, even with heavy karma. We may have even had personalities built out of our ancestral DNA or our fate for this lifetime. But we start off pretty Buddha-like coming out from the ethers. And so that's part of Blue Monkey. But so is manipulation. I remember I fell in love with a Blue Monkey person, a man, a long time ago. And he was just such a player. So like most of us females and maybe males, you know, have had that sort of significant relationship where you're like, you just can't like stay in one tree or one tree limb. You're just hopping around and it's not very secure. It's kind of fun, I suppose, and free, you know, poly life or what have you, but wasn't always honest and or forthright. And that again reminds me of children, and it's just about maturity levels. So I think I'm sharing too many things at once here, but part of what I noticed right away yesterday was the monkey mind. I've been doing a lot of great meditating in the old white mirror wave spell, which cuts away everything else till you're just left with like spirit. And it was going really well. And now I'm thankful for that, because Blue Monkey, I'm just like very restless in my mind. And what I, you know, have articulated is that this whole system that we're following under the name Natural Time, which formerly was called the Dream Spell and was a board game that you could follow the Zolk'in with, comes from a Blue Monkey man, a Blue Spectral Monkey man. So I think it's a great time to understand what this calendar is for. It's kind of an homage to Jose Argüelles when we come into his time. And I think it's just a really busy mind moment. And the last thing I want to say about my own self is that in White Mirror Wave Spell, I decided to, I guess, replace my dog that died last summer. Wasn't really planning to get another dog, but there's so many dogs that were picked up during COVID who are now unwanted. And I found one and I brought her home, and I know her birthday. She's a white planetary mirror. So like in her wave spell, she got me to come find her. And it is a trip to have a white mirror dog. Talk about keeping me honest. And this whole house of dogs and a cat and a human are all like staying with the white mirror wave spell a little bit longer, because it is a sacrifice, you know, family blending and introducing animals to each other. And it's been pretty crazy, which I think is totally the Blue Monkey picture. And I have a house full of animals in the rain, and I think it's great. I mean, this is what I was looking for lately, is to just, the headlines are terrible. Like that's one thing I really noticed yesterday and today, Blue Magnetic Monkey and onward, just like, wait, from my viewpoint, the things that are happening on a cultural, political level are really dark. And I think it's again, because that Blue Monkey is a lot about lying and I don't know why I think that. Well, because Jose Aguirre chose the word illusion, so I think of that as important right now. To sort of circle back around to what's happening, I believe perhaps that maybe this leap day is actually kind of a fusion or a yin-yang of... It's like has duality, that it's kind of like blue magnetic monkey for a while and then it shifts to yellow lunar human. And the real test will be what happens tomorrow when it's yellow lunar human. And a bunch of us are ready for red electric Skywalker, which is essentially like after yellow human, you want to get high, man. You want to get out of your head and trip out. That is the dilemma of being a human. And that's how things line up in the calendar. So there's like the child of blue monkey and then the adult of yellow human, and things are more serious. And, you know, we're thinking a lot and making mistakes and also trying to repair them. And then let's just smoke a joint, which, you know, I don't want to do. I don't want to do that. I don't want to microdose, but I do want, we're going to have either 2 days of blue magnetic monkey or 2 days of yellow lunar human or nothing. I mean, you have a different theory and it's just as valid as mine. This is the conundrum. And it's funny. It's funny that it's a blue monkey moment when we're like grappling with this incongruence, and I'm good with that. So I just had to come here and talk about it all. Really is helpful to be so invested. I wanted to talk about the idea of the crystal day, that you have the option of joining in a kind of short conversation with me. It'll get longer if more people want to show up with questions. I don't really want to teach or talk during this crystal day Zoom from the top of my head. I want to respond to people. It's relational. It's not me kind of holding forth. That's all I do here. And so you would really have to bring it and bring your questions, but I'm available to answer them and it can be quite full and rich. But it was sweet. There were several people paying attention to it, and I encourage you now that it's happened once to know that it will happen again and that you can kind of benchmark it. I think it's going to be on a Sunday. The crystal day will next be on a Sunday, and I'm aiming for noon in California for now, until we figure out if there's a better time of day. But it would always be on the crystal day, right? Because the point is to talk about the wave spell that happened. So I'm mentioning it well ahead of time so you could consider making space for that in your life. And you could also consider that that might feel good if you end up having questions that I don't answer. They're just floating there. So yeah, tomorrow is Friday, and I may come back if I can think of something more pivotal to present. Otherwise, it's just a weird week of my times are off, and I wonder why. I wonder why I'm not quite in my own rhythm. But I'm always interested in the wave spell starting with some concept and then showing me more information. So please know, I feel like it's been a very long time since I had a picture of what blue monkey is that wasn't a little bit constructed from what I'd already experienced. So I am curious about this sort of extended, turns out it'll be a 14-day blue monkey wave spell, and maybe it'll give me some extra knowledge that can help me evolve in my understanding. And thanks everyone for being there, for being a listener, and getting through all this and letting me think more clearly, because saying things aloud sometimes is like discovering your own voice and what it has to say that you didn't even know existed. And I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, In La Keshe.